Chapter 28, 1913, Concerted Drive on Book Production. Back home at Elmshaven after the month-long stay in Southern California, Ellen White found living and working conditions more comfortable than they had been in former winters. A new steam central heating plant had been installed, with a large wood-burning furnace in the basement of the nearby tank house. While fireplaces would continue to enhance the attractiveness of the home, they would not be used exclusively to heat the large rooms with their high ceilings. And in the office, steam radiators also took the place of the messy little wood stoves. New Year's Day fell on Wednesday. It was sunny and beautiful. Ellen White was feeling quite well and took her usual morning ride with Sarah. December had brought refreshing rains, breaking a long dry spell. The grass was now green. The oats, sown before the rain, were coming up, making the fields bright and green, and W.C. White, as he took up his correspondence, wrote that at his mother's request he was wishing her friends a happy new year. The year opened with book preparation in earnest, Ellen White working closely with her trusted literary helpers. Work on the Old Testament history, pushed so hard in 1912, seems to have slowed down, awaiting Clarence Crisler's attention. The preparation of the book on Christian education counsels to parents and teachers was nearing completion and was receiving principal attention. In mid-January, Sarah McIntyre's older sister suffered a stroke, and she was released to care for her in Mountain View. Miss May Walling, Ellen White's niece whom she had reared and educated, was called from Oakland, where she was nursing, to attend Sister White. This work she faithfully performed till Ellen White's death,